Welcome back. Today we're doing metallic effects shots from scratch, using only stock Ableton devices, at an intermediate level, with drum and bass in mind. Metallic effects shots are those sharp, shiny, industrial hits that punctuate a drop, fill the gaps between snares, or telegraph a transition. Think metal clangs, resonant stabs, robotic pings, wet industrial impacts. They're short, characterful, and they need to be mix-ready, because in DNB your break and your bass are already taking up a lot of space. By the end, you'll have three repeatable recipes you can save as racks or render to audio. First, an FM metallic ping using operator. Second, a resonator impact that turns a noise burst into a tuned metal smack. Third, a warped metal chop where we resample, warp, and carve out a shard for fills. And the big idea to keep repeating in your head is, metallic shot equals transient plus tuned resonance plus controlled tail. If you nail those three things, the sound basically mixes itself. Before we even touch devices, quick coach note, start with a roll, not the patch. Ask, what is this shot doing in the groove? If it's a marker, announcing a section, it can have a slightly longer ring, a touch more stereo, maybe a darker top. If it's a gap filler between snares, it should be short, mid-forward, minimal reverb, and monosafe. If it's call and response, it should be tuned to your track, and it can have a tiny pitch gesture so it feels like it's speaking back. Alright, let's build a template track we can reuse. Create a new MIDI track and name it Metal Shot. At the end of this track, drop a default end chain. Think of this as your Make a DNB Ready chain. First, EQ8 for cleanup, then saturator for harmonics and edge, then glue compressor for control, and utility for width and mono management. Here are starting points, not rules. On EQ8, at a high pass around 150 to 300 Hz. If the shot gets boomy or clunky, go steeper, like 24 dB per octave. If it's harsh, you can notch somewhere in the 3 to 6K area by a few dB. Narrowish Q, and don't overdo it. On saturator, turn soft clip on and drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Metallic sounds love harmonics, but they also punish your ears, so clipping a little helps round nasty peaks. On glue compressor, attack around 1 to 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not trying to squash it, just keep it consistent. On utility, set width somewhere like 80 to 120% depending on the patch. If you have bass mono in your version of live, set it around 120 to 200 Hz, so the low stuff stays centered. Also, one monitoring tip that will save you, check metallic sounds at three levels, quiet, normal, and loud. Quiet tells you if it still ticks and reads, loud tells you if the 5 to 10K zone is about to ruin your day. Cool. Recipe 1. FM metallic ping. Drop operator at the start of the chain. We're going for a clean, modern tech ping. Perfect for offbeats, between snares, or as a drop accent. In operator, pick an algorithm where A is modulated by B. Classic 2 operator FM, set oscillator as a sine wave. That's your carrier, the main pitch you hear. On the amp envelope for A, attack at 0, decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, release about 40 to 80 milliseconds. We want a shot, not a note. Now oscillator B is the modulator and this is where metal shows up. Set B to sine as well, and put it in ratio mode. Start with a ratio like 3.00 or 5.00. Then set B's level somewhere between about minus 18 and minus 6 dB. That level is basically your metal amount. For B's envelope, make it faster than A. Attack at 0, decay maybe 30 to 90 milliseconds, sustain down, release 20 to 60. The trick is, short B decay gives you that clink at the front without a long whine after. Now add a pitch drop for impact. In operator's pitch envelope, set the amount to minus 12 to minus 24 semitones and decay 30 to 80 milliseconds. This is one of those drum and bass cheats. A quick downward pitch gesture makes the transient read faster and more aggressive at 174 BPM. Turn on operator's filter. Try a high pass 24 dB slope and set it around 200 to 500 Hz. If it needs a bit more bite, add a touch of resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. The point is to keep it from stepping on your kick and bass. Optional hardware edge. Add corpus after operator, before your end chain. Try beam or tube mode. Keep the amount subtle, like 10 to 30%. Tune it to your track key if you want it to feel intentional, or try plus 7 semitones for a tense, signal-like accent. Decay around 0.2 to 0.8 seconds, but remember, in DNB, tails get in the way fast. Now placement. Classic move. Put these hits between snares. If you're thinking in 16 THS, aim for that after the snare pocket or due call and response. Snare hits, then your ping answers a moment later in bars 3 and 4 of an 8-bar phrase. Quick extra coaching. A metallic shot reads as metal when the partials are inharmonic. If your ping is feeling too bell-like or too musical, try a ratio that isn't a neat integer. Instead of 3.00, try 2.37 or 5.13. Tiny tweaks here can turn cute bell into steel object. Recipe 2. Resonator impact. Noise into resonators. This one is for the industrial metal smack, dark rollers, jungle atmospheres. It's also super reliable, because noise gives you a perfect transient every time. On a MIDI track, at analog, we're not using it as a synth, we're using it as a noise generator. Turn OSC 1 and OSC 2 off, or at least all the way down. Turn noise on. Move the noise color brighter if you want more zing. Set analog's amp envelope, attack 0, decay 30 to 80 milliseconds, sustain down, release 30 to 70 milliseconds. This is basically a controlled noise burst. It should sound like a tight PSHT. Now add resonators after analog. This is where the metal body happens. Try in harmonic mode on for more steel, less string. Set dry slash wet around 35 to 60%. Decay can be anywhere from 200 to 900 milliseconds depending on the roll. If it's a gap filler, keep it short. If it's a marker, you can let it ring a bit more. Tune. Set it to your track keynote as a starting point. Now the DNB tension trick. Tune the resonators as a little cluster, not a pretty chord. A great starting set relative to the root is 0, plus 1, plus 6, plus 12, plus 19 semitones. That minor second and tritone combination is instant dark tech energy. If one of them whistles too hard, just turn that resonator down. You're sculpting, not obeying a preset. After resonators, add drum bus. This is your make it speak tool. Drive around 3 to 8, crunch around 5 to 15%. Turn boom off most of the time. Metallic shots rarely need sub. And push transients somewhere like plus 10 to plus 30. Now it punches through breaks without you turning it up like a rookie. Then tame it. EQ8. High pass 200 to 400 Hz. Dip harshness around 4 to 8K if needed. If you want space, use hybrid reverb but keep it short. Room. Decay 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds, high cut 6 to 10k, and dry slash wet like 5 to 15%. DNB rule, reverb is seasoning, not soup. Arrangement idea, drop one of these hits at the end of every two bars to answer the break. And for a fill into the next phrase, automate resonators decay slightly up in bar 7 or 8 so the ring hints at the transition without washing the drums. Quick anti-harsh tip that doesn't dull the hit, instead of one huge EQ dip, do three smaller moves. A bit of soft clip on saturator, then a narrow little notch on the nastiest frequency, and if you still have fizzy pain, a tiny touch of redux with very low downsample, like, barely, just enough to blur fizz, not enough to sound like a video game. Recipe 3. Warped metal chop. Resample, warp, and slice. This is your scraped chrome, warped laser shard vibe. Great for fast fills and turnarounds. First, you need a raw source. Easiest way. Resample yourself. Create an audio track called Metal Resample. Set the input to resampling. Now record a handful of hits while you tweak things live. For example, change resonators to K, operator ratio, corpus tune. The goal is to capture happy accidents. Once you have audio, double-click the clip. Turn warp on. Pick a warp mode based on the vibe. Complex Pro will be smoother, more designed. Texture will be grainier and more metallic. In texture mode, try grain size 20 to 60. Flux 10 to 30. Now try transposing the clip. Plus 12 or minus 7 semitones can totally change the perceived metal size. And here's a weird but useful concept. Metal size is often time, not pitch. A bigger object isn't always lower, it just rings longer and damps slower. So sometimes you keep pitch similar, and just increase decay or slightly lower the high cut to make it feel thicker. Find a cool moment in the audio and consolidate it into a one shot. Add tight fades in and out to remove clicks. If the tail is unruly, add a gate. Set the threshold so it closes after the main ring. Return fast. Release around 30 to 120 milliseconds. Tune to taste. You want it to stop cleanly without chopping the character. Now make it talk in the mix with modulation. Add auto filter. Bandpass mode is money here. Set the frequency around 1 to 4K, resonance around 20 to 40%, and add a positive envelope amount, like plus 10 to plus 30. That makes the start brighter, then it settles, which helps it weave around snares. Optional but nasty, frequency shifter in ring mod mode. Fine 10 to 40 Hz, dry slash wet 5 to 20%. That subtle ring modulation is a cheat code for sci-fi metal, and it also adds in harmonicity, so it doesn't feel like a normal synth tone. Now, let's turn these into playable tools. Rack workflow. For any recipe, group the instrument and its shaping into an instrument rack, and map macro so you can perform and automate quickly. Macro 1, tone, filter frequency. Macro 2, metal, FM amount or resonators dry slash wet. Macro 3, ring, decay time. Macro 4, bite, saturator drive. Macro 5, smack, drum bus transients. Macro 6, width, utility width. Macro 7, space, reverb dry slash wet. Macro 8, pitch, transpose or fine tune. And here's a pro variation. Velocity driven metal. In operator, map velocity to OSC B level. Soft velocity gives you a soft clink, hard velocity gives you a harder clang. Then you can actually finger drum these like percussion, not like one static sound. Another pro move, two stage hit inside one rack. Make two chains. One chain is the short FM tank, like 10 to 80 milliseconds. The second chain is the resonant body, like 200 to 700 milliseconds. Balance them. And if you want it to feel real, delay the body by 5 to 15 milliseconds so the transient lands first and the metal blooms after. That tink then thunk reads instantly. Let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the usual pain. Too much tail is number 1. Long resonance fights your break transient and muddies the groove. Shorten decay, gate it, or resample and trim. Ignoring key and context. Metallic shots can sound random if they clash with your bass note. Tune intentionally, root, fifth, or deliberate tension like a minor second or tritone. Over-widening. Giant stereo hit smear in mono. Keep width moderate, and check your mix in mono. Harsh 4 to 10k. Metal loves that zone. Ears don't. Use small cuts, soft clipping, and don't design at loud volume. No transient. If it doesn't speak at 174, manufacture a click, a tiny noise burst, or erosion in noise mode very subtly, then tighten it with gate or envelope shaping. Now a quick 15-minute practice to lock it in. Make 3 shots. 1 FM ping, 1 resonator impact, 1 warp chop. Drop them into a 2-bar drum loop at 174 BPM. Use one as a drop marker, one between snares, and one as an end of phrase fill, like the last 8th note or 16th. Render them to audio and start a little folder. Metal ping 01, metal clang 01, metal warp 01. Bonus challenge. Tune one to your bass root and one to a tritone, so you have contrast between fits and threatens. Final recap. This audio version is shortened for playback.